Hello, everyone, and welcome to Texans Weekly. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer, and we have an action-packed program for you tonight. Opening week, Texans and Bears, Sunday at NRG Stadium with a noon kickoff. On tonight's show, Rick Smith is going to join us. You're going to hear from J.J. Watt, Brock Osweiler, Bill O'Brien. Even our own John Harris gets on the telestrator to give us a little glimpse of some stuff we might see in Sunday's matchup. A matchup that will feature J.J. Watt. He missed the entire preseason after having back surgery in July. It's been a rough offseason for J.J. and a long road back. A lot of hurdles along the way, but he's cleared them, and he's good to go for Sunday afternoon.
I feel great. I feel no limitations whatsoever. My body actually feels better than it did for the second half of last season, obviously, with everything we were dealing with. So I'm in a pretty good spot. I have to give a whole lot of credit to Dr. Prasarn, who did the surgery, Dr. Lowe, who helped consult us, and then a huge deal of credit to Jeff Kaplan and Roland Ramirez. I've spent probably hours and hours each day with Jeff Kaplan and Roland Ramirez here, and those guys were awesome in helping me, and then also awesome in being willing to have an aggressive approach. I think that, you know, after a surgery, the rehab can go one of many ways, and these guys were willing to accept my aggressive style, and we did it in a smart fashion, but we did it in a way that we knew, you know, that this really wasn't going to be an issue. I mean, obviously, going through two surgeries, I think it's definitely, you could say it's the most difficult offseason I've had. But it definitely gives you a new outlook, kind of a fresh approach. You see things from a different light when you're going through stuff like that and you go through the ups and downs. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to coming out and having a new mountain to climb. And it's been a lot of fun. There's been some days where it sucked, where it absolutely sucked. But I really enjoyed the adversity that we faced, and I enjoyed having to overcome those things and challenges that I haven't really had before. So I hope to never have an off season like this again, but I definitely learned and grew from it.
Did you have a low point?
Yeah, no, absolutely. When I was in Philadelphia after the first surgery, there were some days there where I really questioned whether or not I'd ever be able to play again. Just some of the stuff we were dealing with from a rehab standpoint. Just the way that the recovery was going early on. But that was way back in January, February. There was a very low point there, and it was tough. I mean, I was in a hotel room in Philadelphia for, I think, like 10 days straight, and not being able to really walk and do anything. So there was definitely a tough point there. But with this back surgery, this one was, I mean, after going through the other one, this one was almost like, all right, screw it. Let's just get it over with. Let's do it. Let's get through it. And this one's almost been, it's been a fun challenge to overcome.
No doubt having J.J. Watt back for this defense is a very good thing. Now, the defense was really good in the preseason. 4-0 record overall. They led the league in takeaways. They had three defensive scores. But J.J. Watt back in the lineup, very good thing, going up against Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears. And being the opener, a lot of butterflies for some of the players, some not so much, but the Texans will have their best foot forward as they begin the 2016 campaign.
Camp's tough. Camp's not fun. You know, it's just one of those things, you know, it's a necessary evil. You get through that, and then, you know, it's go time. You know, this is what you practice for and prepare for all year long is the games, and we're right there.
I couldn't be more excited that this week is finally here. You know, week one, opening weekend of the NFL season it's special. You know, there's a ton of excitement. There's a lot of energy. You can feel it around the city. And there's a lot of work that went into getting to this point. You know, OTAs and then, you know, the summer workouts, training camp. And there's so many hours that aren't seen by anybody else. So just to get to this point, you know, the games are what's fun. You know, that's why you put in all that work. So I know I personally couldn't be more excited about week one, and I know the rest of the guys are as well.
You know, you're definitely everything you're picking up, you know. So, you know, your film study, your preparation, you know, the reps and practice, you're going to be more locked in because you know, these are reps that you're going to see in the game. So just everything, just being more locked in, being more tuned in. And also just excitement and just, you know, kind of happy feel that, you know, the football season's finally here.
There's been a lot of talk about how difficult the Texans' schedule is. They take on teams from the AFC West and, yes, the NFC North. The Bears belong to that division. Now, this opponent does have some mystery. New offensive coordinator, Dow Loggins, couple of new defensive players to be concerned with, but the team feels prepared.
that I grew up watching, the Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears, Minnesota Vikings, the Detroit Lions, a division known for its hitting, known for some great collisions. And obviously, I mean, you have the Chicago Bears with all their history, their tradition, the 85 Bears. I mean, everybody knows the history there. It's an incredible team. So you look forward to that matchup. I mean, the Monsters in the Midway. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we look forward to opening up with them, and we have a lot of respect for them.
You know, they're talented. And obviously, you know, I know Coach Fox is going to have them ready to go. You know, Coach Fox is a tremendous football coach, and, you know, he's going to make sure that he has a disciplined defense that plays hard, that's tough, that's physical, and, you know, that's something that you can see on tape with those guys throughout the preseason.
Very talented, very, very talented defense. You know, they don't have a lot of guys out there that you know, would just pop out to you as Pro Bowl guys, but, you know, They got young guys, they got veteran guys, and they're a very physical defense.
It's the debut of the season. It's also the debut of a new Texans offense with as many as 8 new starters taking the field when you compare what they put out there on opening day last year. Of course, Brock Osweiler, one of those guys working with an array of new and improved weapons.
I'm very confident in our offense and what we're capable of doing. And I'm confident because of how the offense has performed throughout training camp, in preseason games, you know, constantly coming in every single day, getting a little bit better. Everybody works extremely hard in the meeting rooms. There's great communication. There's great football conversations going on. So I'm very confident in this offense and what we're capable of.
So the Texans ready to take the field on Sunday against Chicago to open up the 2016 season. And the architect of the roster is Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. He joins us next on Texans Weekly.